In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Another parable. We are almost at the end of the liturgical year, and the parables at the end of Matthew seem to only increase in the urgency of their message. It's helpful to remember that a parable is not a proverb. A proverb, and they are in the Bible, as well as sort of just out in society, proverbs are short sayings that are supposed to have a moral point to them. A parable is a very different thing. A parable is a particular genre of storytelling that Jesus used a lot, but also others used before him and after. And a parable is meant to turn our normal way of thinking completely upside down. One modern writer calls parables spiritual hand grenades. Throw it in the middle of the crowd and boom, we are left to pick up the pieces and put them back together. That is a little bit what it feels like, I think, when we hear the words, "For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away." Doesn't sound like the gospel, does it? Today's parable is familiar to most of us. It's known as the parable of the talents. And although it's often interpreted as having to do with our personal talents, that word in Jesus' time meant a unit of money. A talent was a unit of money. And this parable comes directly after the one we heard last week, the parable of the wise and foolish bridesmaids. It is another parable where Jesus is describing how God's kingdom works. But it is not a literal description. Again, this is on a whole different level, this story. So a man gives his property to the care of three slaves, and then he goes away. To one he gives five shares, whatever that is. To one he gives two, and to one he gives just one. The parable says they were given to each according to his ability. Now the one who got five shares risked them, went out and did something with them. And also the one who had two risked them. But the one who had only one was afraid. And that one hid the share, the talent, buried it away out of fear. The master returns and commends the first two who have risked what they were given. But the last one does not receive any praise. This parable is about the kingdom of God. Jesus is trying to show us how God's kingdom works. God's economy works differently than our economy. In our daily life, sometimes we worry that if we give too much away, there will not be enough left for us. But in God's kingdom, Jesus tells us, it works differently. Giving it away is how it works. In God's economy, giving away is the way to make more. The two who risked their talents by sending them out ended up doubling them. Jesus is trying to tell us that that is how the kingdom of God works. In God's economy, hoarding does not work. When God gives us gifts of the Spirit, we are to give them away freely, not hide them or hoard them. The one who hid the talent by burying it ended up losing it altogether. In God's economy, hoarding doesn't work. You will lose it all. Jesus is encouraging us to begin to act differently. God has given you gifts, and your job is to share them. Your job is to give them away. Remember that earlier in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells us, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others." God's economy works this way. Give God's love away, and there is more love in the world. Hoard it, and you will lose it. Share your gifts, and they will multiply. Hoard them, and you will lose them. Shine your light in the world, and more light will follow. You've probably heard the proverb, and this is a proverb in the Bible, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Commenter John Shea says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but not the end." This parable is a story about someone whose fear paralyzed them. It's good for us, yes, to be in awe of God, to worship God who is all in all. But it is not good for us to fear God so that we are afraid to try things or afraid to do anything at all. God does not want us to be afraid. God wants us to live in love. The fear of the Lord may be the beginning of wisdom, but love is the end. Give love away, and there is more love in the world. Share your gifts, and they will multiply. Shine your light, and more light will follow. God wants us to shine.